Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. JD the Couch Vance was in Michigan today, Ohio man in Michigan, campaigning against Abdul El Sayed. And, you know, he was as uncharming and unappealing as usual. There was one particular segment of his speech on behalf of Mike Rogers that really pissed me the fuck off, to be honest. I'm going to save that for the very end. Because it made me so mad that, you know, I'm worried that I will blow my lid before we get to all the other material. And on top of that, I've got a special guest, somebody you know, a former co-host of mine who is at my house. And he will come on and rant about J.D. Vance at the very end as well. So do stick around for that. I feel like JD deserves a 1-2 punch today. We want to start with his gaggle before the speech. And Donald Trump set JD Vance up for a failure at that gaggle. Really, you know, left him a tough one to have to handle after his bleat this morning about how we must let the data reign and how anybody that's against data centers is just a poor idiot. JD had to respond to that bleat. Let's see what he had to say.
Well, what the president said about data centers is they're an important part of the AI economy. When people build them, they have to build the power plants along with the data centers. I think probably 99% of the backlash to data centers has come in areas where building a data center means higher utility and higher electricity for the people on the ground. So I think what these companies have to do is take advantage of some of the federal deregulatory efforts that we've undertaken. If you build a data center, you should be putting power back into the grid, not taking it out. And if that is happening, I don't think the data centers are that controversial. It's when the utility bills get so much higher, that's when it's a real problem.
Okay, a couple of things there. Love how he started with, I think what the president said was, none of what he said was what Trump said. Okay, Trump said, you're poor. You want to be poor if you're against data centers. And he wants to totally let the data reign. He did not offer any of the caveats that J.D. Vance offered there. I also find it very funny that J.D. Vance is trying to do the populist right thing, trying to be the man of the people, has been forced to go against, you know, the MAGA populist right on like the economic issue of the moment. This is what with J.D. and these guys and Josh Hawley and all the like fake right wing populists always get into trouble. It's that their donors and Trump don't like the economic populist stuff. So they end up having to backtrack on that. And so they're left with only the racism and the conspiracy theory about medicine, right? Like that ends up being populist right. You know, like, don't believe these doctors who are trying to tell you what to do about your children's vaccinations. And also the, you know, immigrants are eating cats. Like that's what ends up being populist right. You know, there are a lot of people who like to pretend populist right ends up being healthcare for poor whites or whatever, and never ends up being that. On top of that, JD's in the pocket of Peter Thiel and all these guys. So he is stuck. He is a stuck pig having to defend data centers when they have a popularity somewhere around hemorrhoids right now. So we'll see how that turns out for JD. He heads in to work as a surrogate for Mike Rogers in the Michigan Senate race. And he is, you know, trying to do Muslim dog whistling about Abdul El Sayed for a while. And then he kind of does overt anti-Muslim bigotry after that. We'll get to that. But the dog whistling kind of gets stuck in his head and he gets a little confused and discombobulated. And we end up with this delicious moment.
The 9/11, we're about to celebrate the 25th year or commemorate the 25th year.
Celebrate. Just a gaffe. But it's a particularly funny gaffe because he's coming here to smear Abdul Sayed and like pretend that he was like for 9/11 or whatever, like whatever nonsense anti-Muslim garbage he wants to push, like trying to paint a picture of the opponent as being 9/11 sympathetic. And while he's doing that, like he accidentally gaffes and becomes the one himself who says that we celebrate the anniversary of 9/11, which, you know, it's funny. It's just a mistake, just a funny mistake, but it's a very J.D. Vance mistake. It's a very Veep mistake. And this is just one of his weaknesses. He doesn't pull it off like Trump does. Trump makes those kind of boofs and ends up making a joke out of it, making a racist joke out of it. The seals clap. For JD, he just looks very uncomfortable and awkward. He also tries to become a tough guy and talks to Abdul El Sayed and wags his finger at him about his rhetoric, regarding his wife, Usha Vance. Let's watch that.
But whatever you want to talk about, Abdul, keep my wife's name the hell out of your mouth because she's way out of your league.
I don't know that anybody's really scared of that tough talk. So if you don't know the backstory here, Abdul, in a quote tweet, referenced Usha. It was related to this. J.D. Vance kind of gave this weird speech in front of guys in hard hats where he talked about his papa would not understand Abdul. His papa would not believe that there was a guy who claims to stand for working people but thinks we should have Sharia law. The whole story didn't really make sense. It's like, why would Papa Vance care about a future Michigan senator and JD's made up lies about his Sharia law? I did not know Papa, but it seems like Papa would have some more intermediate concerns than like time traveling J.D. Vance's lies about a future Michigan senator. But whatever, it's neither here nor there. Abdul Al-Sayed then quote tweeted that by saying this. So do we think J.D. is taking Usha with him back in time to meet Papa or no? Kind of cheeky, because we all know probably not, right? But also, it's not my favorite Abdul line. I do think that there are some clean hits on JD related to his family. JD is an anti-immigrant fearmonger. And meanwhile, his son's name is Vivek. And like, I think that it really undermines the message that JD is offering about how the country can't have social cohesion unless we have a whites-only immigration policy. Like, it's hard to make that case while also having a family like this, having a mixed race family. I also think it's kind of interesting that he converted to Catholicism and his wife didn't, especially he's trying to do the trad Catholic thing where Republicans were trying to make this big deal about how Pastor Adam Hamilton in Kansas had said that like you don't necessarily go to hell if you're not a believer in Jesus. And there were some right wingers who were like talking about how that was sacrilegious on social media. And I was always like, well, do they all think that Usha's going to hell? Does JD? So anyway, I think that there are some apt ways to like kind of point out the hypocrisy. This one from Abdul, it's a little iffy for my taste. But that said, JD's little tough guy shtick, that ain't working. That ain't landing. Oh, I should also mention, by the way, Abdul wasn't the first person to bring up a spouse in this race. Here's the disgusting anti-Muslim tweet that Trump sent about his different Americas. Donald Trump with his wife, with Abdul, with his wife, with the hijab. Melania can't speak English. Like, this whole thing is so fucking stupid. It's like racist and stupid. These people aren't even consistent racists. Like, they're not even telling a consistent story. It's sick. It's about to get worse. It's about to get worse from here. Let's go back to JD's speech. Here he makes the subtext text by talking about Abdul's faith.
What I see is a man who has sympathy and compassion for people who share his religion, but have nothing for people who don't. A person who will apologize for a murderer so long as he looks the right way, but will not understand the plight of an innocent child if that person has the wrong faith. And that is the root of this terrible evil, I believe, in the United States of America that is on the rise. And what I'd ask all of you to do is to reject it in November. Reject the people that try to divide us, one race against the other, one religion against the other.
Projection much? I do love how the crowd is even clapping for this just disgusting demagoguery from the vice president. Like, everything he says is projection. Like, oh, you don't care about the plight of an innocent child if they have the wrong faith. When has JD been weighing in on the Gaza bombings lately? The kids dying in Gaza? Has he talked about that? Has he talked about the children we're putting in internment camps in this country? Has he shown sympathy for those innocent children? Liam Ramos, did JD speak out about that? The whole thing is sick. That Abdul is the person trying to divide one race against the other? The eating the dogs and cats guy said that? It's Abdul that's trying to divide one race? The idea that Abdul doesn't have sympathy for people that are not his faith? Like, what evidence is there for that? Like, if you're gonna make that accusation, at least provide some evidence. It's JD who time and again shows he's without any empathy for people. I mean, JD is so lacking in empathy that the day after his masked agents of the state murdered a woman, he went out behind the podium and smeared her. The woman who had left behind a wife and a small child. Because for no reason, she was murdered in the street by these thugs. They're going door to door in snowy Minneapolis. Like, JD is like a human lack of empathy. And so to try to like weaponize the fact that Abdul, you know, has talked about Gaza and saying that he only talks about that because he only cares about fellow Muslims is fucking gross, like as an accusation. But it's particularly galling coming from someone whose whole like political identity right now is based on trying to prioritize Americanness. And wasn't it J.D. Vance that said, you know, that it was like a Catholic teaching to care most about your family, and then after that about your community, and you know, then after that maybe you can care about people on the far side of the world. Like that is literally JD's stated ideology, what he's criticizing Abdul for. But it's just bad when Abdul does it in his allegations because they're Muslims. Because JD doesn't care about that. Like, he is such a piece of shit. It's just truly gall. It's so galling. Ah! I told you I'd start to blow my lid. That wasn't even the bad segment of the speech. We're going to play one more. And then we'll bring in our special guest.
There's something about Abdul El-Sayed that is very, very evil and on the rise in the United States of America today. And it's people who see themselves not as citizens of a common nation, fighting for every single person, whether they're Jewish or Christian, whether they're white or black or brown, but see themselves as fighting for one group at the expense of others.
That is JD's mission! JD's whole like political identity is that he is fighting for one group at the expense of others. Like, that is the whole idea behind the heritage Americans. That there's some special recognition for people who came over on the Mayflower that is different from the people that came here during the Biden administration because they were fleeing terror in Haiti. Like, that is like the entire worldview that J.D. Vance has laid out in speech after speech. It's this idea in other contexts that the thing destroying the United States is our lack of cohesion. He's talked about this. There are too many people who have come in to the country, and we've got to clear some of that out to have social cohesion, or else the country will be destroyed. It's him. It's him that's plotting one against the other. It's him that's plotting, that is demonizing childless cat ladies. Demonizing entire communities in Springfield, Ohio. Like, that is JD. And like, now he's like totally, you know, trying to create this other nebulous bad guy where Abdul wants to like, whatever, bring Sharia law to the country. And it's like, that's not, Abdul's position is not Medicare for Muslims. It's Medicare for all. You might not like Medicare for all. You might think that's a bad policy, but like, that's what Abdul is pushing. This is all premised on JD's racism against Muslims and JD's racism against other groups, where he gets to, as a heritage American, like, he gets to demonize other people. And that's fine, because that's in the spirit of cohesion for the whites. Whereas if somebody like Abdul criticizes a white person, like, that is really a challenge to the fabric of the country, and we can't survive if we have that. Like, that's what he's doing. Like, it's very easy to see through the game. I'm concerned that it's powerful. I am concerned that it's powerful. And that's part of the reason why it makes me so upset. I don't think it's going to work in Michigan, is the positive thing I'll leave you with. I don't think it's going to work in the Michigan Senate race. Man, Abdul, not exactly my cup of tea, as many of you guys know, across the board on policy, but I'm getting more and more radicalized into supporting him. And feeling like it's really important that he wins to send a message to these motherfuckers. So we have a bonus segment for y'all. It's called And Another Thing. And I'm going to bring back in my old pal from FY Pod, Cameron Caskey.
Oh, I mean, on the whole, Abdul is evil thing, you have to understand somebody like J.D. Vance sees Islam as an existential threat because he wishes Jesse Waters would talk about him the way Jesse Waters talks about Abdul. He wishes Trump would compliment him the way that Trump compliments Mamdani, but it's just not happening. And I think it's especially painful with Islamophobia for someone like J.D. Vance to see Muslims in American politics, socialist Muslims, left-wing Muslims, more liked than he is by so many people on the right. So it's just important that we contextualize these things. They don't come out of nowhere. And to Vance, I can only say, don't make it about people's identity. All right? Judge them on their merits. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about jealousy with J.D. You know, all I have to do is look at that old picture of J.D. in the bathroom at high school with his eyeliner, not looking that fit. And you just know it's all about the jealousy. It all goes back to that. I wish he was loved in high school. Unfortunately, he wasn't. That's Cameron Caskey.
Hey, guys. Jealous douchebag Vance. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can use that.
This is why we miss Cameron Caskey. All right, everybody. We'll see you back soon. Subscribe to the feed.